CBS's Bradley Blackburn is in New York, where the governor has declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm.
The Arctic blast includes wind chill warnings from the northwest as far as the Gulf Coast and into the eastern seaboard. It's already taking a toll on holiday travel. In Chicago, Alicia Mitchell spent the day trying to get home to Los Angeles. One flight was canceled and another delayed.
It's not looking good right now, but we're hopeful.
FlightAware shows over 15,000 delays and cancellations within, into, or out of the U.S. today. A loss for the music world. More from CBS's Peter King.
Tom Bell started as a staff writer with Philadelphia's famed Cameo Parkway Records. In 1968, this song that he co-wrote and arranged for the Delphonics launched a career which included credits with the Stylistics, the Spinners, other groups and singers that personify the smooth, lush Philadelphia sound he helped create with fellow producers Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. Tom Bell was Grammy Award recipient and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He was 79. Peter King, CBS News.
In the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 29.
And a $1.7 trillion spending plan for the coming fiscal year is now halfway to the president's desk and closer to preventing a government shutdown. The measure now heads to the House, which is expected to vote tomorrow. A Staten Island ferry carrying more than 800 passengers was evacuated earlier tonight following a fire in the engine room. It was extinguished. No word on a cause. Frank Lieb of the New York Fire Department says the passengers who were on the ferry.
The decision was made to use other ferries to offload the patients, as that was a safer alternative than putting them onto fire or police boats at that point.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Hi, I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. For your home and in the field, there is a Henry that is right for you. We have over 200 Henry rifles and shotguns to choose from in a variety of calibers and finishes, all backed by our lifetime guarantee and my personal guarantee for your 100% satisfaction. You have my word that Henry Repeating Arms are made in America. Always will be, or they won't be made at all. I invite you to visit henryusa.com to order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The courthouse will be closed in Wood County on Friday, December 23rd, and Monday, December 26th. The county offices will be closed in Adams County on Friday, December 23rd, and Monday, December 26th. The Port Edwards alumni basketball game, scheduled for tonight, December 22nd, has been canceled. No word yet on when it will be rescheduled. Portage County has opened a number of warming sites ahead of the dangerously low temperatures forecast for the next few days. Locations include Portage County Humane and Health Services, the Portage County Public Library and Sheriff's Department, the Salvation Army, Frame Memorial Presbyterian Church, the Jensen Community Center, Rosholt Public Library, Village of Almond Municipal Center, and Village of Plover Municipal Center. If you are in need of overnight accommodations, please contact the Portage County Public Health Division's Emergency Services, the Sheriff's Office, or United Way's 211. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy overnight with lows around 10 below. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 1 below. Lows around 3 below tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air. And truthfully tonight, America, fresh show tonight. I know I've been a little delinquent in getting in here because of the holidays and other things. But fresh show tonight. Lots to talk about. I've got my good friend Sarah Burris joining me in a little while. And we'll talk about Georgia. We'll talk about the marriage equality bill that passed both the House and the Senate this week. We will talk about the Supreme Court, the indictments coming down from the January 6th committee. We'll talk about all that stuff. But let me just start tonight with hope. I don't know about you, but I am feeling hopeful, America. I got to tell you, I look at the results in Georgia, where Raphael Warnock was sent back to the United States Senate in a state that did send Republicans to all its other statewide offices. Because the people of the state of Georgia looked at their choices in the Senate race and chose to vote for the most qualified candidate. I look at what happened in the state of Arizona, where everybody, all the Democrats won. They won every office because the Republicans that were running for office in Arizona were probably the craziest people in America. I was asked on Fox News last night, who was the wackiest Republican running in 22? And where does Herschel Walker fit on that level? And look, while I do think Herschel Walker was a horrible candidate, I don't think he was as bad as Carrie Lake or pretty much anybody running in Arizona. The guy that ran for Secretary of State to control the elections who said, I ain't ever going to certify an election that a Democrat wins. It's crazy. Like, I ain't ever met anybody who votes for a Democrat. I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And all my friends are white and we vote Republican. Carrie Lake was the worst of the candidates the Republicans put up, and she's still out there. It's a month after the election now. Election day was a month ago. She's still out there crying about the results of the election that she lost, saying it was robbed, that she was robbed. I'd believe her more if she hadn't been kicking out John McCain voters from her rallies a couple of days before the election. I mean, did she think that she was going to win that big, or did she not really care about the results? And I also have this like fringe theory
It's like this conspiracy theory that I made up myself. By the way, it's based none of it's based in fact. I'm making this up. I'm literally pulling this out of my rear end. That she didn't want to win. That she would rather be hosting Saturday nights on Fox News, which I think by March of next year, she will be hosting Saturday nights. She will be the new Judge Jeanine Pirro. They'll shoot her with a soft lens, which I think is how she likes to be shot. And she'll do a show very similar to Judge Jeanine's. Probably a little more polished, which will make it not as good, because I think I loved doing Judge Jeanine's show. And I liked her personally. I know her politics is very crazy, but I've always liked Jeanine Pirro personally. But that's what she wanted. That's my theory here. And she's still going out there complaining about the election results to go back on TV. She was on every Fox News show this week complaining about the election results. Tucker Carlson's, Fox and Friends, Hannity. She's making the rounds. And in 3 months, you know, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, Carrie Lake, the Carrie Lake show. That it's coming. You know, when it happens, Giphy, make sure you hold on to this tape, okay? Because it's going to happen. We are going to be seeing the Carrie Lake show on Saturday nights on Fox News. But I'm hopeful that people like her lost their elections. And I really, like I said, I mean, I didn't hold back on my criticism of the Hobbs campaign. I thought Katie Hobbs ran a poor campaign in Arizona. I think it was a big mistake not to debate Carrie Lake. And even though Katie Hobbs won, maybe she would have won better. I don't know. She won, so I mean, maybe I'm wrong in my criticisms, but I was critical of it. I don't think Katie Hobbs won as much as Carrie Lake lost. And I also think that Arizona is trending bluer than people understand, right? And it's hard to really understand how blue they're getting in Arizona, because when you look at the crazies running on the right, you think, oh my God, that must be the most conservative state in the union. And then those crazies lose. And the outgoing Republicans, well, I might not agree with them on policy. I don't agree with them on policy at all. They were your traditional Republicans. They were the traditional country club, Chamber of Commerce Republicans. Probably slightly more conservative than your average Chamber of Commerce. They weren't crazy like Carrie Lake and the other people that were running in that state. So I guess when you're looking at it from New York, you look at Arizona and you say, oh my God, what is wrong with that state? And then those people lose. So there's really actually nothing wrong with the state of Arizona. They are not electing crazy MFers to office. They are rejecting insanity all the time. So I'm hopeful. The people of the state of Georgia rejected Herschel Walker. Now, you're saying, Chris, 47.5% of people in, or 48% of voters in Georgia voted for Herschel Walker. And I got a real, real problem with that. I'm probably a bigger problem with them voting for Herschel Walker than Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was crazy, but she was very articulate in talking about the issue she cared about, right? At least she had an issue. I mean, I didn't agree with it, but she had an issue. Herschel Walker didn't really have any issues. He had no position on issues. He couldn't articulate where he stood on anything. Everybody's like praising him for his debate performance because he stuck to the message of just tying him to Joe Biden. Yeah. And then he said some other crazy stuff. I mean, I've forgotten some of it by now. But none of it made sense. He didn't articulate a position on any issue. They asked him about the price of insulin. And he said, maybe diabetics need to get on a better diet. So they're not diabetics. And then they don't have to pay for insulin. I mean, maybe if he was a personal trainer at a gym or the host of The Biggest Loser or something like that, that would be a good position to take. When you're running for the United States Senate, you need to articulate why you feel that the cost of insulin should not be cheaper than people are paying for it or capped. Give me the reason why. You don't like the fact that Raphael Warnock worked to make it so everyone can afford insulin? Why do you think that's a bad thing? Give me some sort of ridiculous backwards argument about capitalism. He couldn't do that. But 47, 48% of people in Georgia voted for him anyway. I mean, he was embarrassingly bad on the issues. Ronna Romney tweeted out the other day that Georgians need to vote for somebody who shares their values. Can somebody explain to me how Herschel Walker shared the values of Georgians or Republicans at all? I mean, Republicans will, they say, Republicans will always support the right to life. Herschel Walker was driving his girlfriends to get abortions himself not even that long ago. Is that a Republican value? Did Herschel Walker share that value? I don't think so. But I have hope. He was rejected. More people voted against him than for him. Hallelujah. All right, stick around. More to come. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned. Down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to PaintByNote.com.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Download it for free on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, you name it, it's there. Spotify. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, ChristopherHahn.com, which links to everything else. So, it's the holiday season. I am walking around New York City and the suburbs where I live, and I see Christmas trees and carolers and the occasional menorah. I like to say happy holidays because I think it's more efficient than Merry Christmas because, you know, there's Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Thanksgiving. They're all right there. They're all within a month of each other. But I want to address the fake war on Christmas for a second because, you know, I've been a soldier battling for Christmas. I'm out there every day eating peppermint bark, putting up Christmas trees, buying my kids presents. I think that qualifies me as a warrior for Christmas. If there is a war on Christmas, America, Christmas has won. I don't know if I said this on this show a couple weeks ago or one of the other shows I do or my podcast, which you should download. I know I've already mentioned that. But like, I just remember back in September, walking into a major box store to buy a light bulb. I needed a light bulb, a special light bulb for my daughter's light in her room. And it was September, mind you. And the Christmas trees were out. They were on display, ready to be purchased. And I just remember thinking, God, where's Bill O'Reilly when you need him?
to talk about the fake war on Christmas. That people will look at you sideways if you say Merry Christmas. Now, nobody ever looks at you sideways if you say Merry Christmas. I say Happy Holidays mostly, but I also say Merry Christmas, especially on Christmas. I mean, on Christmas, I say Merry Christmas because it's Christmas Day. On New Year's, I say Happy New Year's. Does that make me anti-Christmas? I mean, does it? On Thanksgiving, I say Happy Thanksgiving. On Festivus, I air my grievances like the rest of America. And I participate in feats of strength. So, you know, when people start talking to you about the war on Christmas, and this, which is completely fake and made up and nonsense, ask yourself the question, what don't they want you to be talking about today? What is that conservative talk show host that's probably on right before me not wanting to talk about that's in the news? Is it, I don't know, the fact that the Trump Organization was convicted on multiple counts of fraud this week? Is it the fact that the January 6th Commission is about to make criminal referrals to the DOJ? And that the DOJ special prosecutor, it looks like he's busy. Or is it the fact that Trump's own lawyers found more classified documents in a storage facility near Mar-a-Lago owned by Trump? What are they trying to avoid discussing? Because that's the thing with conservative media. They love a distraction. And there's nothing easier to distract people than saying, oh, your holiday is not liked by the liberal elite. Meanwhile, the liberal elite, and not elite, are actively preparing for those holidays themselves. I mean, look, I'm not a very religious guy. I'm really not. But I celebrate Christmas. I know people who are atheists who celebrate Christmas. It's kind of an American thing now. And yeah, there are some people that celebrate Hanukkah, and that's good too. So maybe saying happy holidays, especially if you live in New York, where there's a really good chance that the people you are talking to are not Christian, whether they be Jewish or some other faith, maybe happy holidays is a nice catch-all so you don't have to get into an awkward conversation about what people do. Maybe people are just saying that to avoid awkward conversations. Or, as I stated earlier in this diatribe, they're stating it because there are multiple holidays to celebrate. Multiple. And they're not all religious holidays. I mean, New Year's is a holiday too. It's a very important holiday. I mean, when I was a kid, and by kid, I mean like teens and 20s, frankly, New Year's was my most important holiday. I actually wrote a book that I never really finished called A Kiss at Midnight because it was such a thing for me. And I guess I'll talk about this another time because I'm running out of time in this segment, but it was an important holiday. My birthday is at the end of the year, and those 2 weeks between my birthday and New Year's, I would reevaluate my life, and I would set my goals on New Year's Eve, and then start the year off right. Had a lot of introspection those 2 weeks of the year. Would get depressed. You have kids, though, and you kind of get over that. It's like, can't be depressed through Christmas. I have a child who loves Christmas. All right, stick around. More to come. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
Sat around
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game. They are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The UW Richland Center campus is being forced to close at the end of the spring semester in 2023. The UW system cites low enrollment and financial pressures. Community members and others say this is misleading and that UW-Platteville mismanaged the campus. Former high school students say there was little to no recruitment and they were directed to apply at UW-Platteville, not the branch campuses. UW-Platteville repeatedly rejected the offer from UW-Richland's private foundation to pay for a dedicated campus recruiter. The UW system is now focusing on transitioning students, faculty, and staff to other campuses. UW-Platteville will absorb UW-Richland's budget. UW President Jay Rothman has asked the campus to transition to adult learning or online classes. This will put a huge financial burden on the county to maintain the buildings without much support from the UW system. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy overnight with lows around 10 below. Winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 1 below. Lows around 3 below tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. I'm ChristopherHahn.com, at ChristopherHahn on Twitter, ChristopherHahnNY on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram, please. I'm trying to build up my following there. I don't post as often there as I do on Twitter because you got to take pictures or video or something like that. But I do post. And it's good. Let's talk about Twitter for a minute. Let's talk. You know what? I don't think I've spoken at length here on this show about Trump's anti-Semitic dinner guests, white supremacist dinner guests. Let me start with this Nick Fuentes character. And I know Ye was there, Kanye, Mr. West, whatever you're going to call Yeezy. He was there and he's off his meds and he's crazy. But you know what? I'm not going to forgive him with his for his anti-Semitic stuff. And you know what? It bothers me because I really liked his music. Touch the Sky is a freaking masterpiece. And I can't listen to it, enjoy it anymore. And because, look, I'm half Jewish. My grandparents were Holocaust survivors. And when a guy goes on... the Alex Jones show and is so off his rocker that Alex Jones is saying, hey man, calm down. I don't agree with you. Praising Hitler, a man who killed my family, murdered my family. I'm sorry. You're done. I'm done with you. And you show up at this dinner with Nick Fuentes and Trump's saying, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Who's Nick Fuentes? Well, Nick Fuentes is a disgusting white supremacist. And I don't understand how these people think they are superior to anything. Nick Fuentes is like a 40-year-old virgin. And I'm not exaggerating. I don't know if he's 40, but he's close to 40. But he is a virgin. Why he's a virgin, I don't know. Look at him. He don't look like he's disgusting or anything. Clearly articulate, even though he's a racist. But he hates women. I mean, if you listen to any of his comments about women, he hates them. He thinks they should be subservient to men. He thinks that having sex with women is what he calls... I won't even say what he calls it. But he doesn't think it's very masculine to have sex with women. Now, okay, look, I think Fuentes has got a problem with women, right? I think he's an angry guy. He's probably an angry guy because he grew up in a household that really hated gay people. And I don't know that Nick's gay. I really don't. But listening to the way he talks about women and sex with women particularly makes me think that he probably wants to have sex with men. And there's nothing wrong with that. And frankly, I think if people like Nick Fuentes actually did what their body wanted them to do, they'd be happier people. And they wouldn't be angry, racist, white supremacists hanging out with our angry racist president. Anti-Semitic racist former president. Oh, but Chris, his daughter's Jewish. Yeah, whatever. He is an angry, racist, anti-Semite who the Republican Party has not disavowed. And I'm talking about Trump. Still. I mean, Mitt Romney aside. But I don't understand how anybody finds Nick Fuentes superior to anything. He's a scrawny little dork who has never been with a woman or a man, from what I understand. I don't know. I think getting somebody to love you and want to be intimate with you is probably step one to being a supreme being. That's just saying. I think that's kind of important. I think if you can't get any, and this is definitely a conversation that I'm going to have with Sarah Burris later. She loves these kinds of conversations. So we're going to definitely talk about it. And I'm taking her right after this break, by the way. I just think that if you ain't getting any, you ain't giving any, you can't be supreme. You're not supreme. You're not a supreme anything other than a loser. And somehow this guy is at dinner with Kanye freaking West and the former president of the United States, who is at the moment the likely Republican nominee for president. Now, I know Republicans are all up in arms about their massive losses during the election, and they are blaming Trump for it. But you can't simply blame Trump. You had an opportunity to walk away from Trump. You had an excellent opportunity to walk away from Trump on January 6th. He tried to kill you, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. The Democrats in the House of Representatives presented you with articles of impeachment. And the Republicans in the House voted no, with few exceptions. A few voted for it. And the Republicans in the Senate, with some notable exceptions, they voted against it too. You could have killed him then, at least his political career. You could have barred him from running for office again. You could have made him an irrelevant ant hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Maybe he would have gotten on his plane because he would have been so embarrassed and moved to Ireland. But no, you left them there. Now he's raising money from your base, rallying them up, making them more extreme, making your elections less likely. You are the party of Trump and everything he stands for, including, I might add, terminating the United States Constitution. Yes, Donald Trump wants the Constitution terminated so he could be installed as the rightful president of the United States of America. That is something he's actually said. Terminate the Constitution. Kevin McCarthy has announced, assuming he becomes speaker, which is still an assumption. He has a challenger. I don't know that the challenger is any better, but he has a challenger. Kevin McCarthy has announced that on the first day of the new Congress, the Republican majority will read aloud the Constitution of the United States for the first time in years. I think before you read a passage of the United States Constitution on the floor of the House of Representatives, you should announce to the world how you feel about the former president wishing to terminate this document you are about to read. It's like scripture, right? Republicans like to quote scripture, but they don't like to live by scripture. When you point out that Jesus said in Matthew, that which you do unto the least of them, you do unto me. You know, when I was sick, did you offer me comfort? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? No, they don't want to hear that. They might They'll quote other scriptures about I don't know what, but the actual words of Christ in red, they don't want to read. Well, they like to quote the Constitution. They like to carry a pocket of it in their pocket. And they like to wrap themselves in the American flag. But they ain't going to call Trump out for literally saying, rip the document up. I got some people shouting at me, how could you say there's anything wrong with that? Nancy Pelosi ripped up his speech. Oh, no. Yeah, she tore up Donald Trump's State of the Union address, which is not the Constitution, which is not binding law, which was filled with lies, half-truths, misleading statements, and a Congressional Medal of Freedom for Rush freaking Limbaugh. Yeah, she tore that up. I would have tore it up too. That is not the Constitution. It is not equivalent. It is very, very different. This man is advocating to eliminate law and order in the United States of America. And let me say this to you, my Republican friends that listen on Republican state conservative stations where I mostly am. When you tear up the Constitution of the United States of America to install Trump as president, you have also tore up the Second Amendment to said Constitution, which gives you the right to bear arms. And believe me, he would be coming for your guns. Tyrants don't want you to have guns, even if you think the tyrant's on your side. They don't want you to have guns. They only want to have all the guns to themselves when they're tyrants. So no, no, no. The Second Amendment goes with the Constitution. Can't have one without the other. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. Let's be very, very clear. Right now, I'm saying it. Tweet at me if you disagree. At Christopher Hahn. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. He has openly called for the elimination of the Constitution of the United States of America, which right now guarantees you the right to bear arms. No Constitution, no Second Amendment. Still with Trump, you redneck fools? Are you still with Trump? Because if you're with Trump, you are against the Constitution. You are against the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms yourself. So you should just turn him over. Because he's coming for them if he ever gets his way. All right, stick around. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
Is the cost of college weighing you down?
Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 7 below. West winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely 1 above. Cloudy tomorrow night, snow likely 2 below. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 6 below.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You're listening to the aggressive progressive, Chris Hahn.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram to find out when I'm going to be on TV or other radio shows. Just check me out there. So I'm back. Great guest, Sarah Burris from Raw Stars. She's a regular on The Chris Hahn Show. And I had to bring her in tonight because who better to talk about the fact that Nick Fuentes is a 40-year-old virgin than my friend Sarah Burris. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good. That poor man.
I mean, don't you think, like, if he would just, like, give in to the desires, which I guess he has no desire to be with women. If you listen to anything this guy says, he hates women. Hates them. If he just gave in to his sexual desires, whatever they are, that maybe he wouldn't be so angry.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think anybody who isn't getting laid enough, clearly that is the source of their issues.
I think it's the problem in the Middle East, right? There are too many men, not enough women, and their, you know, Sharia law doesn't really allow them to indulge.
But I think, I mean, for somebody who really, really hates women as much as he does, I mean, then you're just kind of like, dude, just find a boyfriend.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, dude, it's okay. It's fine. Like, it's the year. I mean, they just passed the law. Just be you. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, somebody needs to grab that guy and say, Nick, it's okay. Like, who?
It's okay to be gay.
It's okay to be gay. It's fine. It's you be you. You be, or maybe he's not gay.
We already know it. Everybody already knows.
Everybody who's ever met him knows it. I've never met him, but like he, you know, look, I've listened to far too much of his stuff the last couple weeks because I had no idea who he was. And everybody's freaking out. Nick Fuentes. First thing I do whenever there's like some crazy conservative, I find out if I was ever on TV with them, right? or some other medium.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I've never been on with any Nick Fuentes. And then I just listened to some clips. And the guy hates women. He says that sex with women is not very masculine. Think about that, Sarah.
Right. I mean, and honestly, he kind of seems like he hates everything.
He hates everything because he's miserable.
Because he needs to get laid.
Right. It's the same reason why people strap on vests and go blow themselves up. Like, he's that guy.
Or get like a fleshlight or something. Like, you just, even if you want to do some self-pleasure, just.
Maybe we should just.
Your bad self.
Maybe we should all take a collection and send them a stripper. I mean,
should it be like a hot male stripper?
Yeah, no, it's got to be a male stripper. You know what we should do? Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should send them a man, a woman, a trans, and just let him pick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have them all go and see what happens. I mean, am I breaking any rules suggesting this? I don't know, but I just feel that the world would be a better place. There'd be less hatred in the world. Yeah, I think the more the merrier. You know, I think, and this guy, he's admitted. He calls himself an incel.
Yeah.
But that suggests that he's not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it's the involuntarily celibate part. And it's like, no, I think you're pretty much choosing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I believe that no woman wants to sleep with him because they look at him and go, well, yeah, you're gay.
I mean, I'm in the radio business, right? So I meet a lot of involuntary celibates working at these stations. But they want to get it. Like, you know, if they could, they would. They just don't, right?
But he doesn't want it. Or he says he doesn't want it. I think, you know, if he's never had it before, how does he not know he wants it or he doesn't want it?
See, he wants something that somebody in his youth told him was bad, that it was evil, that he shouldn't do it. And this is the source of his.
And now he's just spreading hate to the whole world because, you know, he can't get himself off.
Exactly. And I don't know, Sarah. I mean, maybe we should put him on Tinder or something, or Grindr, or both.
Yeah.
And just see, you know, get people to swipe right for the guy. I don't know. I mean, first of all, I can't stand his anti-Semitism. I can't stand his hatred of women, of white, of everyone. I mean, I hate it. It's disgusting to me.
Again, that's the question, right? Is it like, does he hate everyone? Is he, you know, this guy because he's not getting laid?
I think he is. Just like I think that's the problem in the Middle East. I think it's a similar problem with people who are radicalized, not everybody in the Middle East, but people who become radicalized are people who are just living in this cycle of despair and not getting that outlet. I think, look, if Freud was alive today, he would agree with me. Of course, Nick Fuentes wouldn't agree with Freud because he's Jewish, so he'd have a problem with that.
That's true, but to be fair, Freud thought everything was about sex.
Well, he was right. All right, Sarah, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more with Sarah Burris. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.